The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Sound Prints Audio Magazine from the Kentucky Council of the Blind is now online for last week. The ACB February 27th game night is coming up. The ACB Radio Mainstream has a program featuring outofsight.net, that's chatting and gaming for people with VIB. ACB's July convention and conference in Rochester, New York is offering tours at pre-registration prices. I will list those tours in the Rochester area. This is your last chance to register your kids with visual and blindness impairments for STEM camp at Perkins eLearning. Cool Blind Tech has an article about a new inclusive line of cooking tools developed by Marcy Height. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for February 17th is now online. Tours at the ACB National Convention, new administrators and more services at the Kentucky Department of Blind Services, projects and activities of the Kentucky Council of the Blind and its chapters, ACB Lions, ACB Families, and Library Users of America, accessibility for blind diabetics of the Freestyle Libre Glucose Monitoring System, http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Outofsight.net is a nonprofit audio chat and gaming website made up of mainly blind and visually impaired members who offer support, share information, knowledge, laughs, and simple fun times through several programs and events. Roger Khoury, an Outofsight member, joins us to explain these fun activities. Listen to this week's Speaking Out for the Blind at http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 712-775-4808, and when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program live on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-for-the-blind. Please note that there's a link located at the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind and Twitter page is at Speak Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. For more info related to this week's show, go to https://speakingoutfortheblind.weebly.com/list-of-episodes-and-show-news/4-more-information-episode-120 /rebroadcast-out-of-site. And as a side note, I have gone to the outofsight.net web page and it has not been updated in nearly a year. So all of their activity has shifted to other sites, whether that be Facebook or Twitter. Nancy Lynn writes, I don't know about you, but I can think of no better way to spend my time than with good friends having fun. Do you want to meet and get to know new people? Are you curious about what is going on in the minds and lives of others? Is there something you have experienced you would like to share to hear if they have gone through the same? Perhaps there's a news story or experience you've witnessed or heard described you would like to ask a question about. Maybe you just have a free evening and just feel like playing a new game. If any of the aforementioned appeals to you, do join us on our next game night, which will take place Wednesday, February 27th. Here are the details if you would like to join us. Bring questions or come as you are. You will be part of a friendly group and will have fun, I promise. To join us, we get together at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's 5:30 Pacific, and we play for about 2 hours. Please call 712-832-8330 and enter 6201340 when asked for an access code. I hope you can join us. Janet Dickelman writes, below is a listing of our 2019 tours in Rochester, New York during the conference and convention of the American Council of the Blind. Prices listed are pre-registration. On-site pricing is slightly higher. Full tour descriptions for many tours have been sent to the convention list. I will continue to send descriptions for the tours not yet featured. Tours will also be described on the registration form. Friday, July 5th, Genesee Country Village, 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m., $100. Gift shops, lunch included, not wheelchair accessible, minimal walking. City Bus Tour 1, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., $21. Enjoy a narrated tour of Rochester. No stops, no walking. Colonial Bell, 5:15 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., $67. Plated dinner, cash bar available. Saturday, July 6th, Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame, 5:15 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., $100. This tour will involve a lot of walking in a very crowded museum. Boxed breakfast and late afternoon meal included. That's a long drive from Rochester. I'm just telling you as a native. City Bus Tour 2, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., $21. Enjoy a narrated tour of Rochester, no stops, no walking. City Bus Tour 3, 1:15 p.m. to 3:45 p.m., $21. Enjoy a narrated tour of Rochester, no stops, no walking. Sunday, July 7th, Leroy, New York, Jell-O Gallery, Leroy House, Museum of Transportation. 12:15 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., $60. Portions of this tour are not wheelchair accessible. There is walking from the museum to the Leroy House, plus throughout the venues. Gift shop at the Jell-O Museum. Dinner included. The tour does not include lunch. Grab a bite from the ACB Cafe before boarding the bus. Monday, July 8th, Corning Museum of Glass and Guccini Cafe, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., $112. This tour will require a lot of walking. The gallery is quite large, very echoey, and open. You must be able to keep up with the group. There is no seating. Gift shops. Dinner and cheese making included. The tour does not include lunch. Grab a bite from the ACB Cafe before boarding the bus. Strong Museum of Play, 12:15 p.m. to 6:15 p.m., $100. This tour involves a lot of walking with minimal places to sit. Lunch included, gift shop. Sweet Tooth Tour, Laughing Gull Chocolates, 1:15 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., $47. This is more than a candy tour. Make your own truffles. Enjoy a cheese and cracker plate. Learn about chocolate making, including samples. Gift shop. Batavia Downs Casino, 6:45 p.m. to midnight. Price to be determined. Join RSVA for an evening of fun at the casino. All are welcome. Tuesday, July 9th, Adult Beverage Tour, 10:45 a.m. to 6 p.m., $135. Visit breweries, a winery, and a distillery for tastings and information about the manufacturing processes. Must have your ID with you. You can't get on the bus without it. Lunch is included in this tour. Susan B. Anthony House, 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., $33. This tour is not wheelchair accessible. Gift shop included. The tour does not include lunch. Have lunch at the ACB Cafe prior to boarding the bus. There isn't enough time to eat lunch on the bus. Memorial Art Gallery, 1:30 p.m. to 5:15 p.m., $22. Lots of exhibits we can touch, others with audio description. Short theater organ concert included. The tour does not include lunch. Have lunch in the ACB Cafe prior to boarding the bus. There isn't enough time to eat lunch on the bus. Wednesday, July 10th, New York School for the Blind, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., $44. Visit the building, meet staff and students, and enjoy lunch. George Eastman House, 12:30 p.m. to 5:15 p.m., $35. Beautiful historic house with lots of lovely items. Concert on George's pipe organ included. The tour does not include lunch. Have lunch at the ACB Cafe before boarding the bus. There isn't enough time to eat lunch on the bus. Sweet Tooth Tour, Laughing Gull Chocolates, 1:15 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., $47. This is more than a candy tour. Make your own truffles, enjoy a cheese and cracker plate, learn about chocolate making, including samples, gift shop. Friday, July 12th, Niagara Falls, 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., $215. Box breakfast, lunch, and dinner provided. This tour will involve a lot of walking, steps, and slippery surfaces. There is no seating on the Maid of the Mist boat. You will need to stand with your feet apart, so you must have good balance. You will be walking from area to area. There is no seating along the way. During this tour, you will be walking approximately 2 miles. We will need to move quickly to get from area to area in order to remain on schedule. There is a lot to see, and this is a busy time at the falls. Ponchos and rubber shoes will be provided. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt and the Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to 4 people. This room rate does not include tax, which is currently 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400 or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. Rooms must be booked by June 7th, 2019 to guarantee the convention rate. To make reservations online, visit our website, www.acb.org, and follow the 2019 convention link for online reservations. Please feel free to contact me with any questions either via phone, 651-428-5059, or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. Dickelman is spelled D-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N. Registration is still open for the 2019 NC STEM Camp for students with visual impairments or blindness. For the last 4 summers, high school students with VIBE from across the country have traveled to Research Triangle Park in North Carolina to learn about STEM. Did they read about STEM fields in a textbook? No. Did they research STEM fields on the internet? No. Did they suffer through a lecture from someone that knows about STEM but is completely clueless about how to adapt STEM for the unique needs of students with VIB? Definitely not. Students that attend this camp work with blind professionals that are accomplished in various STEM fields. Learning about science and technology is one thing, but learning it from a professional blind role model is an entirely different experience. Students that attend this camp spend time in the lab and in the field. For example, last year they learned about sediment and erosion control during hands-on activities. Then they explored a tactile version of the official engineering drawing that was used to build a dam, explored a three-dimensional model of the dam, and then crawled all over the actual dam in the field to get a concrete understanding of the dam's construction and the function of the dam's features. Students that attend this camp learn what it's like to live on a college campus. They live in dorms on the campus of the North Carolina School of Science and Math, which is a residential pre-college in Durham. They chill after hours with undergraduate residential advisors. They visit laboratories at nearby world-class universities, including Duke University, the University of North Carolina, and North Carolina State University. They also visit research labs at companies in nearby Research Triangle Park, which is a technology center that is home to hundreds of tech companies. Students that attend this camp move on to bigger and better things. One alumnus is is now a sophomore at Dartmouth. Another alumnus was just accepted to MIT. This year, camp will focus on the fields of computer science, robotics, and data science. I'm organizing lab visits and demonstrations by other blind professionals that work in these fields. I'm calling in favors and twisting arms, so 2019 campers will have access to lots of role models with visual impairments. Stay tuned to this blog for previews of camp activities and speakers. In the meantime, register your students. Registration closes March 1st. The camp is open to rising 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students with VIB that are independent travelers performing at or above grade level and are potentially interested in careers in STEM. Application is required. The cost of camp is $1,100. Be sure to contact your student's transition counselor at your state's Division of Services for the Blind about financial assistance. Recent changes in federal law require that at least 15% of agency funds are spent on transition services. This camp has been specifically designed to help students with VIB transition to careers in STEM. Got a question? Leave a comment or email the camp director at leyf.starling@da.org. There is a hot link on the Perkins e-learning website for the NC STEM Camp for VIB flyer. Posted February 12th on coolblindtech.com, a new line of inclusive cooking utensils include Braille. A new line of inclusive veggie-shaped cooking utensils, including a carrot spoon, celery spatula, and eggplant whisk, also incorporate Braille to empower the blind and visually impaired to quickly identify each kitchen tool. The QD Foodie Kitchen Tools are the brainchild of voiceover artist Marcy Height, who first envisioned them as cartoon props in a treatment for an animated kids show. The program, which she calls QD Foodie, is still in development, but the products are already available online. Besides the banana and artichoke designs, five other dishwasher-safe tools also bring the outdoors in. A carrot spoon, celery spatula, and eggplant whisk pair with scallion and corn salad servers. Easy grip handles on larger pieces make them sensory friendly. Priced at $49.99, the measuring pieces are equipped with Braille. The tools are not designed as a special needs product at all, Height says. They're designed as an inclusive product for everyone to contribute in the kitchen, bring everyone together, and have fun. Hyde originally conceived of the products while pregnant with her now 7-year-old daughter. She is sighted but was born with vision concerns. She has worn glasses since 18 months and underwent eye surgery at age 4. Height first imagined the produce-enhanced tools as cartoon props in her proposal for an animated show featuring a blind girl named Quinn Daisy, or QD, who wears star-shaped glasses and loves to cook with her friends in her watermelon-shaped treehouse using the playful kitchen implements. Something about them just made me want to have them in my own kitchen, Height says. Last spring, a successful crowdfunding campaign raised more than $50,000 from 141 backers to realize Height's dream and underwrite the costs of creating custom molds. She began shipping the product last month. It's definitely been a long haul, Height says. QD Foodie kid-friendly designs also offer children an opportunity to take more pride in cooking and try new foods, says instructor Natasha Rosenstock-Nadell, who introduced the utensils to nutrition and cooking classes. The kids loved the curved shape of the eggplant whisk. It is very comfortable for their hands, Rosenstock-Nadell says. Height's experience as a volunteer while previously living in Los Angeles inspired her to conceive of Quinn Daisy's unique kitchen. At children's puppet shows for kids on the block, a disability awareness program for elementary school students, Height voiced a number of characters. The underlying educational message of the puppet shows, that kids are different but inside they're the same, was very well received by the students, Height says. That got her thinking about conveying the takeaway way to a larger audience. Height was also inspired by the positive outlook of a 90-year-old volunteer, Elda, who had lost her sight 20 years earlier to retinitis pigmentosa but still loved to bake. She lived alone, her husband had passed away, and her sons were grown. Yet she basically continued to do all the things she had done before other than drive, Height says. She even taught people who were losing their sight how to function. More QD foodie products lay ahead, Height says. 5 items already in the production pipeline are slated for 2019, including a set of bowls. A related article posted in October of 2018, Designer Invents Kitchenware for the Blind. From a knife with a safety guard to a chopping board with a side tray, the utensils Kevin Cheam has developed could be helpful to the blind and visually impaired if he can resolve one problem. Singaporean designer Kevin Cheam, C-H-I-A-M, developed a set of cooking tools for the visually impaired in his final year at the National University of Singapore. The problem? Finding someone to help him bring his product range to market. While volunteering at the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, Cheam was puzzled by the numerous scars on the hands and arms of one of its members, Rosie Wong. When he saw that this was not uncommon among his other visually impaired friends, he decided to ask her why. Her answer started him on a journey to design a special set of kitchen utensils called Folks. His kitchenware has already helped Wong. However, despite his best efforts to put it on the market to help his community, he has been unable to do so because of a lack of funding and availability of manufacturers. Cheam says that he will need at least $40,000 U.S. in capital to produce it and bring it to market. The biggest leap for any designer, he told Made in Singapore, a series about local inventors. The responses from companies were definitely constructive, Cheam said. However, in most of these conversations, the capability to manufacture was a hurdle that's hard to cross. Today, he is a prolific inventor, having designed some 40 different projects, with a quarter of them launched for the market. 4 of his projects cater for those with special needs or the elderly. None of these, however, have been fully commercialized yet. Most of the projects are at the stage where I'm ready to manufacture, but they haven't been launched, Cheam said. I need a little bit more time to test, and also the money to push it through production. It was at university where he was exposed to a number of volunteering programs, such as delivering food to seniors and fetching them to their appointments, when he thought of doing more with his knowledge of product design. For his final year project at the National University of Singapore, he approached the SAVH to see how he could help the visually impaired in their homes. I wanted to design something that was considerate to them, yet at the same time something that was helpful and could impact their lives on a day-to-day basis. So that started the conversations with them, Cheam said. Folks is designed to assist workflow and enhance the kitchen with a system of tools that provide necessary tactile cues in the preparation and cooking process. More importantly, they are affordable, help the user to become self-sufficient, and are not high maintenance like battery-operated counterparts. With all this in mind, he designed a range of prototype cookware to make food preparation more safe and convenient. A knife, a cutting board, a stove ring, a pot lid, and a teaspoon. Cheam devised a set of tactile cues, feedback from each tool that helps prompt and inform the user during the cooking process and reduce the risk of injury. He also implemented bold visual contrasts, yellow safety guides flush against the gray body of the utensil to differentiate and accentuate the form of the tool and how it is used. The lid provides a convenient nesting spot for kitchen tools and helps the user to identify the steam outlet with ease, avoiding the risks of burns or scalds. The teaspoon's integrated float rises as liquids are added to a given vessel, for example, a cup. When the float touches the user's fingers, which are normally situated near the rim of the vessel, it informs the water level and prevents content from overflowing and finger-to-liquid contact. The stove's ring terraced profile allows the user to effectively recognize the burner's boundaries, eliminating unnecessary probing. It also centralizes and secures cookware in place during the cooking process, preventing it from toppling over and potential spilling. The chopping board allows modular arrangement of trays that help transfer ingredients. A knife with a retractable guard protects one's fingers from the blade while one is cutting ingredients. Sheehan has noticed a trend toward designing for social impact, whereby designers look at providing value and service for the less fortunate with products that can improve lives. We grew up in a very developed country and we're financially stable. That's when people start to see how we can give back to society and how we can do more, he said. I'm very interested to see how much more I can contribute in this area. For all his good intentions, however, he faces problems with the business side of it. Number one, whether you have the funds to support these projects, which usually aren't small, he said. Number two is, I think, whether or not you're able to find more suitable manufacturers or people who can help you produce your concepts. I think these two are the most challenging. He is now exploring the idea of licensing folks to companies or individuals who can take ownership of the product and develop it. Another option is to obtain grants from organizations like the Tote Board, which he said is supportive of social entrepreneurs. Either way, the project is about making a statement as a designer to say we too can have an impact. While Cheam is now in London doing a double master's degree in innovation design engineering, he said he will continue to work on folks and look for development opportunities. At last, I have enough time left to give you an updated Arts Access audio described schedule. In Raleigh and Cary, Men on Boats at the Justice Theater, Umstead UCC Church, February 24th, 3:30 p.m. Charlotte's Web at Cary Youth Applause, Cary Arts Center, February 24th, 3 p.m. Junie B. Jones the Musical at Raleigh Little Theater, February 24th, 5 p.m. Bob Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater, March 17th, 5 p.m. The King and I at Broadway Series South, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, March 23rd, 2 p.m. The Royal Family at NCSU University Theater, Titmus Theater, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater, April 21st, 3 p.m. Murder for Two at NC Theater, the Fletcher Opera Theater, April 27th, 2 p.m. In Durham and Chapel Hill, Life of Galileo at Playmakers, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Dear Evan Hansen at the DPAC, March 16th, 8 p.m. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood at DPAC, April 6th, 2 p.m. How I Learned to Drive at Playmakers, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. Anastasia at DPAC, April 20th, 8 p.m. Greensboro and Winston-Salem offers Two Trains Running at Triad Stage, March 30th, 2 p.m. In Fayetteville and the Sand Hills, Trumbo at Cape Fear Regional Theater, March 10th, 2 p.m. The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater, April 20th, 2 p.m. Thanks to our grantors, Raleigh Arts Commission, North Carolina Arts Council, United Arts Council. Thanks to sponsors InStride, Wake Foot and Ankle Center, Mako Medical Laboratories, and Catering Works. Triangle Sings announces that soprano Leah Crochetto is in recital with Mark Markham on the piano Sunday, March 3rd, 2019 at 2 p.m. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. A recital for the ages. NC Opera presents Leah Crochetto in recital. North Carolina Opera is proud to present soprano Leah Crochetto, NCO's Norma, in recital with pianist Mark Markham. Her program features classic songs by Rishbigi, Poulenc, and Rachmaninoff, George and Ira Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, Harold Arlen, and Sammy Fain. The program also includes the North Carolina premiere of Eternal Recurrence, a new song cycle by American composer Gregory Peebles. Don't miss this recital for the ages, quote by WQXR in New York. There is a hot link for the recital song list, and then another hot link for the text and translations. There's also a hot link, learn more and buy tickets today. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at through the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.